behind the mound as he leaves the infield. So Aspamonte, who disappeared into the dugout, is still down there. I didn't see him leave, fellas, unless he crawled through a secret exit. I don't know of any dugout. So he's still down in there. Well, of course, we had Johnny Bateman given the heave-ho the other night, and Cott Deal has been waived from the ball game. Or rather, it was Cott Deal. And Bateman, the first night that one of our men was given a quick shower. And actually, Aspro comes to the front step and is giving a few last parting shots out there to the plate umpire, Al Barlick. And it could be that Harry Kraft also has been given the sign to leave, and he steps up. And he is leaving the ballgame, so both Harry Kraft and Bob Aspamonte have been asked to leave tonight's ballgame. And so Harry Kraft was out there saying a few last words to Lumen Harris. All right, Rusty Staub is the batter. So we have two men out. On that bouncing ball hit down to Cardenas in the hole at short, it appeared just for fleeting seconds there that Aspro had come up with a base hit. There's still some doubt, of course, in the minds of some of the spectators here. All right, here's the windup by Jay, and the pitch down to Rusty. He takes it. Ball outside. All right, looking in, that sign, 1-0 the count. Around comes the arm and the pitch. It swung on, fouled off to the left side. This portion of tonight's play-by-play being brought to you by the American Tobacco Company, makers of Montclair modern cigarettes. One ball and one strike for Rusty Staub with two out. No base runners. We're in the last half of the sixth inning, and here comes the pitch. Rusty swings and hits that changeup, and out through the middle it goes. Base hit for Rusty Staub. So Staub gets hit number four on the season, and hit number five of the ballgame off Joey J. Eddie Casco, looking for his first hit tonight, has walked and has struck out. He was on with a walk and stole second in the second inning, and Brody plated him with his booming triple up the hour alley in right center. All right, we're ready. Jay with a check of the run of the pitch. Inside, ball one. Well, they're playing them for keeps, of course, now here in the National League and the American League. And tempers flare a little more quickly. Sensitive feelings about this great sport of baseball. Lillis is down there doing a little loosening up, and we'll go in on that infield. Quick throw to first. Bob Lillis loosening up. Ready to work. And the pitch, it is low. Ball two and no strikes. Biz Dixon, right-hander, still loosening down the bullpen for Cincinnati. Eddie Kesko right up there waving that big bat. Soaking up a bit on the handle of it, and there's the look at first. The pitch to the plate swung on, hit down past to the first baseman. He's got it with a sensational grab up and steps on first. Boy, how did that, two of them now for Darren Johnson tonight, almost unbelievable, and that retires the side. No runs, one hit, one left, and there were no errors. At the end of six innings of play, the score is Houston 1, Cincinnati nothing. All right, before we have first batter up here in the seventh inning, let's pause for station identification. This is the Colt 45's Baseball Network.
And KPRC 9501 Houston, 1 minute after 9, 70 degrees.
Here's the first pitch to Bob Skinner. A little bit high and outside for ball one. One ball and no strikes. So we move on to the seventh inning now with Houston leading 1-0. Skinner will be followed by John Edwards and Leo Cardenas. There's a drive into right field, way back in the corner. Staub on the run, and he got it. Just on the foul line. Good long run by Rusty. And he called that one in just as he hit the foul line. I would guess probably 30 feet or so, not even that much, probably 20 feet from the corner. So a well-hit ball by Bob Skinner and a good catch by Rusty Staub in right field, one down. Here's the catcher now, Johnny Edwards, left-handed batter also. Edwards has one hit, a single, and two times. Safe on a fielder's choice back in the second inning. Bruce's first pitch to him, a little bit outside for ball one. San Francisco beat Milwaukee this afternoon 8-6. Pittsburgh at Philadelphia and Chicago at New York, both were rained out. One ball, no strikes. There's a hard hit ground ball back at second base. Casco can't get it. That'll be a base hit. Right through the box up the middle. So Edwards has the fifth hit off Bob Bruce tonight. A hard ground ball right up the middle. Casco ranged to his left, but he couldn't quite get to it. And Spangler plays it back in from center field. So Edwards now has 2-for-3 tonight. That evens the hits here at 5-5. Leo Cardenas, the shortstop, is coming on. He was safe on an error by Spangler in the fifth, dropped his fly ball, and was safe in the second inning on a fielder's choice. He has been up twice without a hit. Fox comes out to say something to Bruce. So the Reds have one away, a man on first base here in the top of the seventh. Houston leading by a score of 1-0. Not much of a lead by Edwards off first base. Here's the pitch by Bruce. Fastball low and outside, ball one. Minnesota beat Washington this afternoon, 7-6. Boston and Baltimore postponed in clement weather. And after getting started tonight, Cleveland and Kansas City postponed in the second inning. One ball, no strikes. Cardenas, a right-handed hitter. Edwards on first. Time is called now, and Dick Sisler is going to have a few words with Edwards. Calls him off first base. New York at Chicago tonight in the American League. No score at the end of 3.5. Whitey Ford going for the Yankees, and Gary Peters up for Chicago. Detroit at Los Angeles will be getting underway in about an hour. One ball, no strikes. Edwards takes his short lead off first base. The pitch to Cardenas, swing at that curve, and he missed it. And it's one ball and one strike. Left-hander Hal Wudashick and right-hander Skinny Brown loosening up for Houston down the left field line. Outfield is fairly well back for Cardenas around the left side. Bruce's 1-1 pitch now, and Cardenas takes a strike up around the letters. 1-2. One ball and two strikes. Bruce was one win and two defeats against Cincinnati last year, and Bob's lifetime record against the Reds, 2 victories and 3 defeats. One ball, no strikes. Keeps an eye on Edwards at first base. Here's the pitch. Slow curveball. Oh, baby. Did he get out in front of that one? That came up so slow that I think Rohde just now caught it. He struck him out. And that's the sixth strikeout for Bruce tonight. And now Joey Jay is due to bat. But we're going to have a pinch batter. Marty Keogh is going to bat for him. So Jay is being lifted here with two outs and Edwards on first. And a left-handed batter, Marty Keogh, is coming on to bat. That means that Jim Dixon will be coming on to pitch in the bottom half of the seventh inning. Keogh has not had a hit this year. Actually, he's been at bat only once officially. Last night he came on as a pinch hitter and was hit by Farrell, and he got credit for a run batted in on that one because the bases were loaded at that time. That's his one run batted in so far this season. So Keogh steps in with two outs, Edwards on first, here in the first half of the seventh inning. Fastball strike on the inside corner at the belt. Strike one. Bruce using his slip pitch, slow curves, and an occasional fastball. Is out at front here, Keogh with a strike. Not much of a lead by Edwards off first. There's a slow curve and dug out of the dirt by Grody, and it's one ball and one strike. 1-1 count. Tacoma leading Oklahoma City, 2-1 at the end of three. Chuck Taylor started for the 89ers. Larry Bohannon now in the fourth. One ball, one strike. Edwards is singled in between Skinner's fly ball to right field and a strikeout of Leo Cardenas. 1-1 on Keo. Here's the pitch. A curveball, ground ball to Fox at second base. Nellie's got it. Throw to Runnels. He's out to retire the side. So Keo bounces out second to first. For Cincinnati in the seventh, no runs, one hit, no errors, one man left on base. We go now to the bottom of the seventh with the score Houston 1, Cincinnati nothing.
Have you ever tried to describe the taste of your favorite cigarette to another smoker? You know what happens. You start searching for words and pretty soon you end up saying, here, smoke one. Well, that's why we suggest you taste and compare New Montclair. That's the only way you'll find out for yourself that Montclair gives you a taste that's deliciously different. You see, Montclair makes every puff taste as fresh as the first puff. And the reason is this. Montclair puts its menthol in an activated charcoal tip, not in the tobacco, and releases it puff after puff, so it adds to the flavor the whole smoke through. Why not taste the delicious difference in Montclair today? You'll never know how good, good tobacco can taste until you smoke Montclair. Look for New Montclair in the handsome blue pack. What a delicious difference in New Montclair. Every puff tastes as fresh as the first puff. Montclair from the American Tobacco Company.
Last half of the seventh inning now, and the new pitcher for Cincinnati is Jim Dixon. This is the first appearance of the year for Dixon, and he's making it against his former teammates, the Colt 45s. Dixon was traded over to Cincinnati during the offseason, along with pitcher Wally Wolf, who now is in the minor league organization of Cincinnati, for Eddie Casco.
Leading off of the 45s, the catcher, number 8, Jerry.
Here's Grody stepping in now with Houston leading 1-0. Hits are all even at 5-5. Jerry has the only run batted in tonight, a triple his first time up in the second, and he grounded out to shortstop in the fifth. Right-hander Jim Dixon, 6'1", 185. Born in Portland, Oregon, now lives at Seaside, Oregon. Here's the windup and the first pitch on to Grody, right-handed batter. Jerry hits a high pop foul, sailing up into the seats back at first, strike one. Nobody out, nobody on, and Bob Bruce will be up next. Dixon was in 13 games for Houston last year, won none and lost one. One strike to count on Grody. Here's the pitch by Dixon. Ball, it missed outside at the knees, and it's one ball and one strike. One and one count. Joey Jay lifted after six innings for a pinch batter. Gave up one run and five hits. He struck out two and walked two. 1-1 count now on Grody, giving him the hole on the left side of the infield. Here's the pitch and a slow one outside. Ball two and strike one. Most of the hitting that Jerry did in spring training was to the right side. I think only two of the hits that he had all spring that we can recall offhand went to the left of second base. And his triple here tonight went to the 427 sign in right center field. Jerry waves the bat around now as Dixon winds again. Here's the 2-1 pitch, fastball. Too low, ball three, and it's 3-1. So Dixon gets behind on Grody. Just received a long-distance telephone call from Dahlgren, Virginia. Colt 45 fans up there listening to our ball game and pulling for our club. Dahlgren, Virginia is 50 miles south of Washington, D.C. Mighty good to hear from you all up there. Here's the 3-1 pitch now by Dixon. Grody swings at a fastball up around the letters, and the count goes out to 3-2. Full up now on Grody. And Dixon has a sign again now from John Edwards. Time called, and Grody wants that pine tar cloth to rub up the handle of his bat. Only run scored in the second. Casco walked, stole second base, and Grody tripled to right center field to drive him in. Dixon up on the rubber again now. Here's the 3-2 windup. The pitch to Grody, and there's a call. Strike three. Struck him out. Fastball on the outside corner at the belt. So there's the third strikeout for Cincinnati pitching tonight. One away. Here is Bob Bruce coming out now. Just been announced that Joe Nuxall will be the pitcher for Cincinnati in the series windup here tomorrow night at 7:30. Ken Johnson will go for Houston. Here's Bruce. Bob has 1-for-2, a singled in the fifth. And the first time up, he fouled out to first. Here's the windup by Dixon. The first pitch to Bruce, and it's a ball outside. Bruce has become the first pitcher, as Lowell mentioned, on our ball club this year to pick up a base hit, singling down the right field line. One ball, no strikes. Outfield shades to the right side for him. There's a ball that's inside, ball two, and it's 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. The total crowd tonight is 5,653, 5,653, and the official paid, 4,742, 4,742 paid. Ball two and no strikes on Bruce. Top of the batting order, Al Spangler will be up next. Dizzy Dixon, a right-hander, working for the Reds. Ball high and outside, ball three, 3-0. So Diz having trouble with his control. Well, he got behind on Grody, but eventually struck him out. And now it's down 3-0 here to Bob Bruce. Here's the windup by the Cincy right-hander. Now the pitch, a fastball, strike up around the letters. And it's 3-1. Bruce, of course, taking all the way. Dixon on for Jay. This is his first inning. Houston leads it by a score of 1-0. Here's the 3-1 pitch now, and Bruce lofts a foul ball up into the seats off the right side. So the count is out all the way now to 3-2. After 3.5 innings, St. Louis 6, Los Angeles 1. Full count on Bruce. Robinson not too far off that right field line, and Beta Finson moved over to right center field. Dixon starts that windup again now. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Ground ball, right side foul, and behind Jimmy Adair. So the count holds up at 3-2. 7:30 tomorrow night for the series windup. We'll be up in St. Louis on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, but right back here again on Monday when the world champion Dodgers move in for 4 games in 4 nights, Monday night, the opener of that series. Full count on Bruce. One out. Grody opened the inning by striking out. Here's that 3-2 pitch by Dixon. Very high, almost threw it away, and Bruce is on with a walk. Well, that's the third base on balls allowed by Cincinnati pitching tonight. And here's the top of the batting order, Al Spangler. Well, Al has had one hit tonight, a roller between Johnson and Rose in the right field. In three times at bat, hit the ball hard in the first inning. Line drive that was speared by first baseman Darren Johnson. So Bruce is on base for the second time and is three times up tonight. One out, the Colt 45s lead at 1-0 here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Al Spangler, left-handed batter. Ruiz now moves on the grass in front of third. Dixon takes a check at Bruce on first, and the first pitch to Al is a fast strike on the inside corner of the belt. Strike one. One count on Spangler with Nellie Fox due up next. Pitch on the way by Dixon. Curveball. Ground ball to second. Rose is waiting for the tag, and then he goes down to first base. The play is back, and they have Bruce caught in the rundown now. Played back by the shortstop Cardenas, and the tag is made at first on a good slide back in by Bruce. But it's a double play after all. Actually, Bruce stopped to prevent the tag by Rose. So Rose goes over to first base to Johnson for out number two. And then the rundown goes from Johnson back to Cardenas. And then Cardenas shot the ball back over to Rose, who made the play at first to retire the side. So that ends it on the double play here in the seventh inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. And at the end of 7 innings of play, the score is Houston 1, Cincinnati nothing.
Say, did you ever hear this song, A Little Bit Independent? Remember how it went? A little bit independent in your walk, a little bit independent in your talk, and so on. Well, there's a new version going the rounds that you've probably heard many times lately. Listen.
Taste the delicious difference in New Montclair. Taste the delicious difference. difference in New Montclair. Taste the delicious difference, taste and compare. And you'll smoke only New Montclair.
Smoke Montclair.
Taste the delicious difference in New Montclair is good advice if you're a smoker. Because Montclair is the cigarette that makes every puff taste just as fresh as the first puff. You've heard me say why. Because the menthol is in the activated charcoal tip, not in the tobacco. That's why it keeps working for flavor the whole smoke through. So how about it? Make your next pack Montclair Modern Cigarettes from the American Tobacco Company.
There's a little bit of that swing down there right in front of us. Well, we're all set to go into the eighth inning now. Bruce arrived in the mound a little bit late. He went back in the dugout to try to freshen up a bit after his collision at first base. We have a 1-0 lead now, and the first batter up for Cincinnati will be the top of the batting order, Pete Rose. Down in the left field bullpen for Houston, left-hander Hal Wudashek and right-hander Hal Brown continuing to warm up. Here's Rose stepping in now. He's been up three times without a hit. Three times has grounded out, twice to Fox, and then unassisted to first base to Runnels. Bob Bruce now going into the eighth. Hits are all even in this ball game at 5-5. Rose, a switch hitter, batting left-handed. Here's the windup by Bruce, and the first pitch on the way, and Rose bunts a foul right back into Grody, and it's strike one. Bob Lillis, who has replaced Bob Aspromonte at third, is in close in the grass. Both Aspromonte and manager Harry Kraft were ejected in the sixth inning by first base umpire Augie Donatelli. That brings to four now ejections for Houston this year. Cott Deal and John Bateman were run out earlier this year. Strike, beautiful pitch up around the letters. Strike two. 0-2 count. Chico Ruiz will be up next, and he'll be followed by Beta Pinson. 0-2 count. Bruce goes into that windup again. Here's the pitch, and he got him. Foul tip. He struck him out. Rose is arguing about it. But the plate umpire, Al Barlick, says he has struck out. And there's the first time that Rose has struck out tonight. That's the seventh strikeout for Bruce now. And it brings up the third baseman, Chico Ruiz. Ruiz is 0 for 3. Grounded out, flied out, and popped out. Outfield swings fairly deep and around the right side for Ruiz. The big swing at the curveball around the knees. He missed it, strike one. Bruce now has struck out 13 batters in nine and a third inning so far this year. One strike, the count on Ruiz. He lobbed that one up there, and it was outside, a little bit low, and it's one ball and one strike. 45s came on tonight with three victories and four defeats in seventh place, 2.5 games out of first. A year ago this time, we had won two and lost five. We were in ninth place and trailing the league leaders by 3.5 games. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Ground ball right side. Fox over. Nelly gobbles it up. Throw to first. Got him. Good play by Nelly. He had to move quickly on that one. Moving to his left. And Ruiz, very fast, is out by about a step and a half or so at first. They're two away now. Here's Veda Pinson. Pinson has one of the five hits off Bruce. He picked that up in the fourth. Flied to center field and grounded out to second. Pinson takes it outside, ball one. We've been sort of wondering now as each inning goes by here just how Bruce might be feeling, because he has not pitched this distance for quite some time. He's in the eighth now. Here's the windup now, the pitch on the way to Pinson. There's a high pop foul, and this ball is in play. Bobby Lillis down the line for it, has a lot of room. He's got it to retire the side. So Pinson ends the inning by popping out foul to Lillis. Three up, three down. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on. And we go now to the bottom of the eighth inning. The Colt 45s one, the Reds nothing.
Smokers, next time you buy a pack of cigarettes, why not enjoy a taste that's deliciously different? Try new Montclair Modern Cigarettes. Montclair lets you taste a delicious difference on the first puff. Lets you taste the same delicious difference right down to the last puff. Montclair makes every puff taste as fresh as the first puff. The reason? Montclair puts the menthol in an activated charcoal tip, not in the tobacco. And because the menthol is in the activated charcoal tip, it's released puff after puff, so it adds to the flavor the whole smoke through. You'll never know how good tobacco can taste until you smoke Montclair. Pick up Montclair Modern Cigarettes today. What a delicious difference in new Montclair. Every puff tastes as fresh as the first puff. Look for Montclair's handsome blue pack wherever cigarettes are sold. Montclair, from the American Tobacco Company.
Bottom of the eighth inning, and Nellie Fox will lead off now for Houston. Colt 45s lead it 1-0. Nellie will be followed by Pete Runnels and Walt Bond. Well, Nellie is 0-for-3 tonight. All three times he has flied out. And each time he has gone to a different field. Left, right, and center. Dizzy Dixon, a right-hander, working in relief of Joey Jay. This is his second inning on the mound. Jim's first pitch is fouled up in the seats off the left side by Fox, and it's strike one. 7:30 tomorrow night. Cincinnati again. Joe Nuxhall going for the Reds. Ken Johnson for Houston. It'll be your last opportunity to see the 45s until next Monday. We'll be gone to St. Louis over the weekend and back on Monday against the Dodgers. One strike the count. Here's the pitch on the way to Nell. There's a base hit. That one knocked Diz's cap off. Oh, Jim, I hope you're all right. That took Dizzy's cap right off his head, and he got down just in time. Woo-wee. A base hit by Fox. Let's get the glasses here on Jim. Oh, that made him mad. Boy, there was a close call, and Dizzy got out of the way just in time. A hard shot back in the over the mound by Nellie Fox. So Nell's first hit tonight, that's the sixth hit for Houston, and it brings up the first baseman, Pete Runnels. Pete bunts one off the left side of the plate, picked up by Ruiz, throw to first is in time, and the second baseman, Pete Rose, for a moment had his foot off the bag, but he got it back on in time. So Pete lays down a beautiful sacrifice off the left side of the plate. Ruiz made the play to the second baseman, Rose, covering on first as Fox has bunted down to second. And now here's Walt Bond. Big run on second now if we can get him in. Houston leading 1-0 here in the eighth. The Reds in the top of the ninth will send up Frank Robinson, Darren Johnson, and Bob Skinner. Bond is 0-for-3. They're going to put him on and try for the double play and pitch to Bob Lillis, who is due up next. So Bond is being given an intentional pass. This will be the second walk given up by Dixon and the fourth in the ballgame for Cincinnati. The fans, or rather I should say the ball players in the Colt 45s, started calling Jim Dixon Dizzy a year ago last spring. He was a roommate of John Bateman's in spring training, and on a real hot night in Apache Junction, Diz said to open the window, so Bateman opened the window, and he said, you better take the screen off also, John. And John says, why take the screen off? And he says, well, he said, with the screen on, that wind comes through all chopped up. And since then, it's been Dizzy Dixon. Runners at first and second now with one out. Here's Bob Lillis for the first time. Bob has been at bat no official times. He has walked once so far this year as a pinch hitter. Right-handed batter. One out, runners at first and second base. Dixon's first pitch. There's a base hit, I believe. Robinson can't get it. And the bases are loaded. He can't find it. They're going to hold Fox at third. Bob Lillis on the first pitch dropped one in front of Robinson. Just couldn't get to it, and the bases are loaded. Actually, Fox could have scored on that play, but he had to hold up to see whether or not Robinson had the ball. Now with the bases loaded, one out, and Rusty Staub coming up, let's pause for station identification. This is the Colt 45's Baseball Network.
This is KPRC, Radio Houston 95.0. 71 degrees, the time is 9:30.
Well, there's Rusty now. Rusty had a single in the sixth, and if it hadn't been for the strong wind blowing in tonight, he would have had one in the seats in the fourth because he really gave it a ride, but the wind held it up. Ball low inside, ball one. Bases are loaded. Nellie Fox at third. Walt Bond at second. Bob Lillis on first. The first base hit of the year for Lillis. He now is batting 1-for-1. Came in a good spot. Rusty Staub, a left-handed batter. Here's the windup by Dixon and the pitch now. Rusty takes it high for ball two. Rusty's in a spot here to break this game wide open now if he can come through with a base hit. We're going to have some activity for Cincinnati in the bullpen now. Bill Henry, a left-hander, is going to start warming up. Dixon behind on Staub. Two balls, no strikes. Eddie Casco will be up next. Bases are loaded, one out. Houston leads it, 1-0. Here's the pitch. Ball three, almost hit him. Ball three and no strikes. Rusty will have the take on now, we assume. With his 3-0 count, all set to come in. Lillis on first, Bond at second, Fox at third. Here's Dixon's pitch. Ball four! He walked it, and it's 2-0. So Rusty Staub gets a run batted in, his first of the year, on a bases-loaded walk. And it's now a 2-0 ball game. As Fox scores, Bond goes to third, Lillis to second, and Rusty takes over first. Now here's Eddie Casco. Colt 45 lead it by a 2-0 score. Casco has not had a hit tonight. He walked, struck out, and bounced out to first, unassisted. On a great play, incidentally, by Darren Johnson, his last time up. Casco, right-handed batter. Dixon using the full windup. Here's the pitch, and Casco takes it outside at the knees. Ball one. One ball and no strikes. Houston has seven hits. The Reds have five. Bases loaded here on a single, an intentional walk, a base hit, and a walk to force in a run. Here's the 1-0 pitch. There's a tap out toward third. Dixon is coming to the plate with the ball for the force there, and there's no other play by Edwards. So Casco just tapped the ball between the mound and third, and Dixon came over to make the pickup, and he goes to the plate to force Bond to catcher John Edwards for the second out. Casco safe at first on the fielder's choice. Staub goes to second, and Lillis moves to third. Now there are two outs with the bases loaded. And here's Jerry Grody, who tripled in Houston's first run in the second, has grounded out and struck out. He is 1-for-3. Dixon goes into his windup again. Here's the pitch on to Grody, and there's a very high pop-up down the left field line. Ruiz and Cardenas and Skinner all after it, but no one could get it. Actually, Ruiz overran the ball, but there'll be no play on that one. He was charging hard into the bullpen down the left field line and just overran it. That home run by... Here's a change in that Chicago score, evidently tied 1-1. The White Sox scored a run in the fourth, and Boyer's home run tied it in the fifth for New York. Detroit-Los Angeles not yet started in the American League. Dixon has the sign again now from Johnny Edwards. Here's the windup and the pitch on the way to Grody, and there's a high pop off the right side this time. Edwards over for it by the screen, and he's got it, and the side is retired. So Grody fouls out to the catcher to end the inning. Colt 45's pick up one run on two hits. There were no errors. Three men were left on base, and we go now to the first half of the ninth inning with a score Houston 2 and Cincinnati nothing. Say, how would you like to win an exciting expense-paid baseball weekend for two in Houston? You'll fly on TTA's new radar smooth Convairs with its extended time-saving schedules throughout the Great Southwest. Remember, TTA, that's the ticket to where you want to go. You'll enjoy the relaxing atmosphere at the world-famous Shamrock Hilton Hotel with its comfortable rooms and Olympic swimming pool and attend special parties. Simply complete the last line of the following jingle. Follow the Colts, they're on the go. The fighting team that's out to show they've got what it takes to win the game. Da-da-da, da-da-da-da-da-da. That's all, just fill in the last line. Now all local station winners will compete for an expense-paid trip for two to the New York World's Fair on American Airlines, America's leading airline, route of the Astrojets. Now here's how you enter.
Just complete the last line to the jingle and send it with your name and address to Follow the Colts Jingle Contest, KPRC Radio, Box 2222, Houston. Contest ends midnight, April 30th, so hurry.
Contest ends midnight, April the 30th. Well, this is it now, the top of the ninth inning with the Colt 45 leading 2-0. And Bob Bruce must look at Frank Robinson, Darren Johnson, and Bob Skinner. Robinson, a right-handed batter, has one hit tonight and three times a single. He has bounced into a double play and bounced out to third. Bruce checks his sign now with Jerry Grody. Outfield deep and around the left side. The pitch to Robinson, inside, ball one. Left-hander Hal Wudashik and right-hander Skinny Brown are throwing again down the left field line. Darren Johnson, first baseman for the Reds, on deck. Here's the 1-0 pitch now by Bruce. Curveball that missed outside, ball two, and it's 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Robinson looks down at third now to coach Reggie Otero. Ball two, no strike count. Bruce set again now. Here's the windup and the pitch on the way. Ball three, outside at the knees. So he is behind on Robinson. Three balls and no strikes. Robinson now will take one here before he does any swinging. Ball three, no strikes. Here's the pitch on the way now, and Robinson takes one right in there for a strike, and it's 3-1. Dangerous to put anyone on. Ball three and strike one. Now Robinson will be ready for this pitch. Here's the 3-1 pitch by Bruce, and he lost him. Ball four, and there's the first walk that Bruce has given up tonight, and Robinson is on with nobody out here in the ninth inning.
Number 11, Darren Johnson.
Here's Johnson now, the first baseman, right-handed batter. He has one hit and three times, a single, and the other two times he struck out. Fox comes out to say something to Bruce now. Robinson, the base runner at first on a leadoff walk here in the ninth inning. 45s hold a 2-0 lead. Not too big a lead by Robinson off first base. Ball low outside. 1-0. Bob Skinner will be up next. Bond deep in left field. Spangler shaded to left center. Bruce takes a check on Robinson over at first base. Here's the pitch on the way to Johnson. Too high, ball two. Ball two, no strikes. Oh, Bruce is having his troubles here in the ninth, trying to protect this two-run lead. He has walked Robinson, and now is behind on Johnson. Time is called. Here comes Lum Harris. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if we have a change right here. Lum has given no signal as he walks across the third baseline. He is appearing right now to go out and just try to settle Bruce down. Bob has walked Robinson, and he is behind on Johnson. Here's a correction on that score in Chicago now. The White Sox have not scored tonight. The home run by Cleet Boyer in the fifth is the only run in. So at the end of 5.5 innings of play, the Yankees won and Chicago nothing. Skinny Brown is being called upon. That's all for Bruce. They're going to take him out. Hope it's starting to rain again now. Getting quite a heavy shower. as the pitcher change is being made here now in the top half of the ninth inning. So Bruce is going out, and he is behind on Johnson here with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Well, quite a heavy rain coming down right now. Umpires are getting together along the first baseline. This is now starting to, well, it's still coming down, but it's let up a little bit from the original downpour that we had just a moment ago. So Bruce is all through, and he pitches 8 innings tonight, and Skinny Brown is being called upon to replace him. Getting quite a heavy mist right now, I guess you'd call it. Skinny Brown is coming on for his second time this year. He made a start earlier, went 6 2/3 innings, lost that ball game. He is 0-1. And in 6 2/3 innings, Brown has given up 7 hits, walked 1, struck out 1, and has an earned run average of 6.43. Pitched against the Milwaukee Braves. Oh, Brown is just finishing his warm-up throws now. What rain we had is just about completely let up again now. So Bob Bruce is through for the evening now after getting into trouble here in the ninth inning. And the Colt 45's leading by a count of 2-0. So Skinny says he's all ready now, and here's Johnson stepping back into the batter's box. Frank Robinson on first base. Brown checks the sign with catcher Jerry Grody. There is nobody out. Here's the pitch by Brown. Swing and a miss. Ball 2, strike 1. So Skinny gives him a pitch in around the knees. Johnson ready for the 2-0 pitch. Couldn't connect with it. 2 balls, 1 strike.
Continuation at the beginning of side 4.